The PBS NewsHour podcast is supported in part by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber Cancer Institute laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs designed to treat many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
For more on Panama's role in receiving hundreds of migrants the Trump administration has deported, we turn now to Carlos Ruiz Hernandez. He's Panama's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs. Mr. Minister, welcome to the NewsHour.
Thank you, Anna, for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I just want to ask you to respond to the report there from my colleague, William Brangham, and specifically the conditions under which some of those deported migrants say they were being held in Panama, reportedly in hotel rooms, but they say they had their cell phones and passports taken away. There were armed guards at the doors. Explain to us why that was necessary.
I mean, thank you so much. I think it's a right question to ask, but I think the mischaracterization of how these migrants are being treated is very unfortunate. The reporting that these migrants are not being treated with the best conditions and with respect of your human rights or due process is absolutely inaccurate, because they have access to absolutely everything they need. IOM is there, you know, UNHCR is there, we are there. They've been provided with absolutely food, water. This is a 4-star hotel in which they've been not detained, they're being just protected, in which we're processing, helping them going through this transition to head back home. We are absolutely giving them everything that they need in terms of getting back home.
I hear you saying that they're free to leave, but they don't seem to be saying that at all. We saw those images of people holding up signs in the windows saying, please help us. They say they had their passports and cell phones taken away. So where's the mischaracterization here?
The mischaracterization is that they're being held. I mean,
are they free to leave?
They are irregular migrants, illegal migrants that are going through a process of repatriation, which is something that we've been working with the United States government in the previous administration, and we've done it for years, and the name of the policy is deterrence. So repatriation works for us. Our government, this is a policy that our government is pursuing in terms of deterring migrants and bad non-state actors in other countries who are facilitating migration in any conditions. So we're trying to protect them, and we're receiving them, and we're facilitating, we're providing them with all the assistance that they need to just go back home, because they're not in Panama because they want to be in Panama. They want to be somewhere else, and that somewhere else, it's a close ally of Panama and everything. Migration Secretary Rubio was mentioning this. The previous secretary would have said the same.
So you had a few, if I may, they were held there in hotel rooms. There's also this camp, we understand, in the jungle, in the Darien Gap. Why is that necessary, and how many migrants are held there right now?
It's not that it is necessary. This is exactly how we handle irregular migrants and illegal migrants that come through our country. Right now, last year, we had 500,000 migrants, irregular migrants, coming through this treacherous jungle, going through Panama. And what we have done, we have set up shelters. We have set up facilities to help them, to give them water, to provide them for access to information, biometrics. We help them just to continue their voyage.
Their voyage, meaning not to the U.S. from these camps. You are working to deport them back to their countries of origin, correct?
Well, that is a very important question. So right now, the south to north migration is exactly what we've been receiving for all these years. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing a different pattern, and it's brand new, which is this reverse migration, because of the new policies here in the United States, I'm assuming.
And to be clear, this isn't reverse migration. These are people who are forcibly deported from the U.S. to Panama, correct?
Well, I mean, what's going on here in the U.S., I've heard the word due process. That due process, it's not my position to opine on what's happening here in the United States. What we are providing is precisely that due process. 299 migrants is exactly what the operation we just did. 200 of them, they're voluntary, wanting to go home. There are a number of migrants that are actually paying for their own cost to go back home.
And otherwise, is the U.S. covering the additional costs, hotels and repatriation flights?
Absolutely. The United States, through IOM and through our international organizations that are set up, and we've been working with them for years, are covering all the costs and everything they need, including if they want refuge or asylum in our country. Mm-hmm. They have to go through our due process, and that's exactly what we've been doing.
Can I ask, big picture, why is this something Panama would agree to? Why is this beneficial for Panama to do this, to accept people deported from the U.S. as essentially a layover and then work to repatriate them to their countries of origin?
Thank you. I mean, because is deterrence. Because we are, our president, we came into power about 6-7 months ago. The first day our president came, his migration policies center around deterrence. There, we were getting 1,000 migrants an hour at some point at the height of the crisis. Mm-hmm. Now we've reduced that. 93% of those migrants coming in is reducing, and we attribute that to the cooperation we have with the United States and other partners to let the migrants know, and the non-state actors who are helping them to start that voyage, don't come because it's dangerous.
Yeah.
You're gonna. We have young girls being sexually abused in these jungles. We have people that have died.
Sends a message.
It sends a message. That is the deterrence that we're trying to protect. So a repatriation is something that it has a lot of benefits for us because we're seeing the numbers going down. Therefore, the numbers of catastrophe and human disasters is being reduced.
What about the people who can't be repatriated? I mean, are you deporting people to Iran, for example, or back to China, or if you're worried about human rights abuses?
We're very much worried, and exactly, which is what happens to them. That's why we're talking to them. We're talking to their families. We're talking to the diplomatic channels. We're providing everything they need. The international standards are being very, very clear. IOM is there. The United Nations is there, working hand in hand with us. And that's something we've done for the longest time.
But there's no answer for them right now. You're talking.
They have
to
go through a process. I mean, this happened. I think it was February the 12th or 13th.
Yeah.
We received 3 flights with a specific number. It's not meant to be institutionalized at this point, in terms of receiving migrants, because we've been receiving irregular illegal migrants for a long time.
Yeah.
So at this stage, we want to continue working with the United States. There have been no pressure from the U.S. government to receive them or process them. This is just something that we've been trying to do. And again, the mischaracterization is very unfortunate that this picture when the sign of help us, because the help is the I think that they want, and I haven't interviewed them myself, is the one thing that we cannot give them, which is a green card. That's
right.
The one thing, that's the help that we cannot give.
But
we're there to...
Yeah, if I may, because I know our time here is limited, you mentioned there's no pressure. I'm sure, as you're well aware, we heard from President Trump many times before he even came back into office about this plan to retake control of the Panama Canal. He's posted about it, and he's spoken about it. He mentioned it in his inauguration speech. I know you have said, your president has said, there was no quid pro quo here, but he has stopped talking about it since Panama began accepting deported migrants. So you can see how it looks like there was a deal cut here, right?
There was no deal. I mean, in fact, I think in the 3 days ago, on Friday, he mentioned it again. I think he said something at the Republican governor's dinner.
Reclaiming the Panama Canal.
He mentioned a few things, but the point is there was no deal. This is a policy that we've been pursuing way before the new president here in the United States was even elected. We've been collaborating with the United States in absolutely everything we can because, again, this is about deterrence. This is about treating these poor people humanitarianly, reducing the risk of death in a lot of cases. We've provided them with psychological help, with medical help, absolutely everything they need. This is a 4-star hotel, for example, in which they have everything they need in terms of assistance. If they, again, our government is providing them the opportunity to get asylum, refugee, but they, I mean, 99.99% of the people that come to Panama illegally or irregularly, they don't stay in Panama. Mm-hmm. They don't want to stay in my country.
They're somewhere else.
They're always somewhere else, and that's why my president is determined to reduce the number of risks for them.
Panama's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Carlos Ruiz Hernandez. Mr. Minister, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.